If you haven't had a chance to look at the video of what was a drag race turned into a smoke show, you'll probably see it on the news or you can Google it. But honestly, I'm surprised someone wasn't killed because the amount of people that created a circle where this car and many cars were doing stunts. Brendan Riley, who's a 32nd Ward alderman, said it's an absolute recipe for disaster, just a matter of time before people are killed in these incidents. And that's not even taking into account what it does to the neighborhood. Julie Darling is on the board for the West Loop Community Organization. And Julie, this has got to be really something you want to see taken care of.
It's really incredible, Lisa. Obviously, the biggest concern is public safety with the amount of people now living in the West Loop. I mean, something has to get has got to get taken care of immediately.
So they shut down the intersection of Monroe and Clinton Streets. It was blocked off for, I don't know, was it an hour or more or 2 hours?
It was about an hour, and then they moved to another location. Many people, surprisingly, there are a lot of people out at night, those that have night jobs, not to mention just the inconvenience of the noise and the chaos.
Right. I think the video I saw was filmed by a resident from his window. You know, he woke up to this noise and thought, what is that? And started, you know, videotaping it, recording it, and it's really kind of crazy. So they all seem to be young, right? Is that a fair assumption?
I think it's a fair assumption, Lisa. Young adults. I mean, listen, we've all done stupid things in our lives, right? But this is just to another level. It's dangerous. I'm surprised somebody didn't get killed. I'm with the alderman on that. I mean, it just takes literally one bad turn for that to happen in such a small, crowded space. So people are concerned. It's
yeah,
a problem.
It is a problem. I encountered it coming back to the radio station after a concert around midnight on Lower Wacker. And it's such chaos in that area as well that one police officer tried to do something and she could. I mean, you can't manage 150 cars and, you know, 3-4 passengers in each car. And I don't know how they're addressing it or what they're going to do to stop it, because it's all done through text message and social media, isn't it?
It is, and the police do monitor that social media activity. That's a story all in and of its own, and it's really something phenomenal to watch. However, they can't be everywhere all the time, you know, every single time. And when those numbers come out, they are simply outnumbered. So the real thing here is going to be consequences. The real solution is consequences. I don't know if the fines are going to be enough. I think some act of public service is my personal opinion, but hopefully it's a good start for City Hall to start really talking about how to solve the lawlessness.
Yeah, so it was awful. Drag racing and doing stunts and what I call kind of like a smoke show that you would see on motorcycles, but they're doing wheelies. And what is it when they're just spinning around in their car? I'm really surprised. Had one person lost control of their car, it would have taken out at least 10 or 15 people. So you represent the West Loop Community Organization. What are you going to do about it? Is there anything you can do about it other than call on the police to try and increase fines?
Well, what we can do is get our neighborhood banded together, which is one of the things that we do plan on doing to address it with City Council. We've had a lot of people reach out to us to volunteer their time and to voice their concern. But is it going to happen overnight? No, it's not. We're a neighborhood organization, and we're going to do our best to make sure that our voices are heard.
So all of those people there Saturday night, they left Monroe and Clinton, and then they showed up somewhere else around 4 in the morning, and then a juvenile started shooting fireworks at a police officer. A 17-year-old was arrested. That's the only arrest, and that's what's stunning about this is you would think with all the cameras that you would have license plates, but I guess if you can't identify the people driving the car, you can't just arrest the person who owns the car. And in many cases, it's probably the parent, right?
So it's a tricky and a touchy subject. The reason is because, well, there's a lot of laws in place. There's also not only that, but there are, it also is a manpower issue right now with the police department. I know it's a very hot topic for a lot of people. It is for me. And that level of not only disrespect for the police, which is obvious, right, but your lack of self-respect. To do that to another human is just unimaginable to me, and I just hope that, I just really hope that we can find a way as a society to appreciate and love our neighbors. And that might sound airy-fairy, but I think it's really going to come down to that.
Yeah, and I don't think the kids that are out doing that would even give that any consideration. That you're right. They would kind of just laugh at that. And what's crazy is, you know, in my world, I would say, well, take those license plate numbers and go and visit every house of where that car is registered to and have a conversation, maybe put a little scare into them, right? But you're right. There's not enough manpower to even arrest the people there on the scene, let alone take it to the next step. And it's obviously, you know, when it comes to the crimes in this city, not the biggest crime that they actually want to pursue. So I wish you luck.
Exactly.
You got a challenge on your hands, and I don't think it's just in the West Loop. I think it's something that's going to be happening throughout the city. So thanks for giving us your perspective.
Well, I really appreciate being on and helping to have our voice heard. So hope to talk to you soon. We'll keep you posted.
Please do. Julie Darling, West Loop Community Organization. She is on the board. Steve has your news coming up next on 720 WGN.
Lisa Dent, WGN.